Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton back again with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And we get a look at this week's story starting with Juliana Smoke.
Thanks, Rod. With summer kicking off, we're going to learn about a ministry that's helping financially support college students so they can go on mission trips this summer.
I'm John Graham, and every 8 minutes, Child Protective Services finds evidence of childhood sexual abuse. June Hunt with Hope for the Heart on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll talk with a ministry leader who serves students on one of our Georgia college campuses and helps the students there live their lives with purpose.
And I'm Myrna Brown. Christy Sutherland sings your favorite hymns, and she talks about her famous mother-in-law.
Also today, a message from David Platt of the International Mission Board on our missionary moment. Stay close for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. What exactly is Michael's ultimate mission? Well, you may already know, but Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke is standing by with this touching story.
Michael Warren was a senior at the University of Georgia. He had a passion for taking the gospel to all the nations. In fact, he was making plans to be a missionary to Africa after graduating. But Michael was tragically killed in a car wreck. However, his passion for missions lives on. His parents, Mike and Lisa Warren, from Frederica Baptist Church in St. Simons, Georgia, began Michael's Ultimate Mission, a ministry that helps financially support college students' mission trips. Lisa Warren with Michael's Ultimate Mission joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. And Lisa, I can't imagine the deep loss you and your family suffered. Tell us about Michael's heart for missions.
Michael loved missions. He would go on a mission trip every day of the week if he could. And I think he did, actually, because he wanted to make sure that all his friends knew Jesus and wanted to make sure they would see him in heaven when they got there.
So he lived a life that was on mission wherever he was.
He did. He knew so many kids and had relationships with all of them because he wanted to make sure that they knew Jesus.
And just constantly pointing his friends to Christ.
Definitely.
And out of this tragedy, the Lord led you and your husband to start Michael's Ultimate Mission.
Yes, we knew that he had friends that couldn't go on mission trips because they just couldn't afford it. And so we decided after he died that we'd form this foundation. We can actually help send kids that can't afford it on mission trips.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming across many different students who would say, I want to go, I feel the Lord leading me, but I'm short on finances.
Right. So what they do is we tell them to do their fundraising, and whatever amount they're short, we try to provide it for them.
Wow. And you haven't had to turn anyone away.
No, not at all. In fact, we need more.
More students.
More students.
Wow. Wow. And the ministry started over 7 years ago. How many students have you been able to send to the mission field?
We've probably sent about 80 so far, between 1 and 10 a year.
1 or 10 a year each summer. That is incredible. And how does this ministry decide who to support?
And basically, if they're a college student and they have a heart for missions, we try to help them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And so they tell you where they're going and what they're going to be doing.
Right. We've had so many kids, just to name a few, they've been to Israel, England, Brazil. Even his sister, Stacy, she went to Honduras a couple of times to help build churches and do vacation Bible school and stuff like that.
So the ministry is able to send students all over and taking the gospel to everybody.
Yes. In fact, we had one guy that just came back from Africa after 3 months, and he's actually going to be a missionary, and we can't wait to see what goes on with him. He'll keep us in touch.
Oh, I'm sure. That is incredible. How does Michael's Ultimate Mission raise money?
We actually get a lot of personal donations. We also have fundraisers during the year. We have one that's called Brag. It's a bike ride across Georgia, and we have a team that helps raise money.
And I'm sure at the end of the summer, it is very rewarding to hear the stories of how the Lord used them.
Yeah, there's nothing better than, you know, getting a letter in the mail with some pictures in it and how it's changed these kids' lives. I mean, anytime they go on a mission trip, they all come back and say, it has changed my life to do this. Mm. They had no idea.
How can we get more information on Michael's Ultimate Mission?
We're actually on Facebook. I mean, it's under Michael's Ultimate Mission. You can go there to get in contact with us.
And Lisa, what does it mean to you as a mother to see your son's passion continue on?
Oh, well, it's my passion, too. I mean, I want these kids to be able to go on mission trips, and I want them to reach as many kids as they can, or anybody, because it's so important. I mean, after losing Michael, to know Jesus, to have a relationship with Jesus, and we just want everybody to be able to have that chance.
We've been speaking with Lisa Warren with Michael's Ultimate Mission. Lisa, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to an update at the end of the summer on how the Lord used these college students.
Yeah, we'll do it, and thanks for having us. I can't wait to talk to you again.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
When the need is overwhelming, many tune it out. Around the world, there are men, women, and children who are starving because of war, drought, corruption, poverty, and natural disasters. This is where the body of Christ should be, bringing relief and the gospel to the hurting. Make a direct impact right now. Visit worldhungerfund.com. 100% of your donations go directly to feeding the hungry. worldhungerfund.com, an outreach of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Here's a big thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio on your favorite station or internet channel. Thanks again for listening. Let's get back to today's program as John Graham approaches a sensitive subject of childhood sexual abuse with counselor June Hunt, now on today's Culture Connection.
It's estimated that 330,000 people travel through Times Square in New York City every day. In the month of April, they were greeted with a stirring ad campaign about childhood sexual abuse. June Hunt is the founder of Hope for the Heart, which offers biblical counseling for a multitude of needs, including sexual abuse. And she's here to talk with us today. June, welcome to the program.
I love being with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit, how big of a problem is this?
One in four girls, one in six boys up to the age of 18 are victims of childhood sexual abuse. Mm. Now, the police statistics are one in three girls up to the age of 18 and one in five boys up to the age of 18 are victims of childhood sexual abuse.
Mm. My goodness. And your ministry basically deals with helping people make sense of the mess in their heart after those kinds of things happen. Is that right?
Well, it's both preventative as well as recovery. And while we have materials on all kinds of things, over 100 topics, somehow we were found by an entity that had this humongous giant billboard in Times Square, and we were given it, this position in Times Square at cost, they said, to air commercials that would be only 15 seconds long, four times an hour, 24 hours a day, except for the 7 days. And then they came back and they were pleased with us and they wanted to offer us double the exposure the second week. It was the last week of April.
Hmm.
And we had thousands of people who downloaded some free material we had on childhood sexual abuse. We can use certain language that is not exploitive, it's not dramatic, but it tells exactly a child what to do without the parents or the adults feeling awkward.
Mm. Well, is that something in our limited time and, of course, in our wide audience, is that something you could share with us here?
You say it this way. God loves you and made your body with a special plan and purpose. If you're asked to do something you think is wrong, say no, even to an older relative or friend of the family. Then come tell me whether the saying no worked or not. And then you role play. This is important to say. Let's just say no. Let's say somebody tries to touch you inappropriately. Let's say no, and then there'll be a kind of a no. And then, oh, no, let's do it strong. No. Okay, do it again. No. And now they're smiling and actually kind of having fun doing this, but this is important to give them an assertive voice. Mm. They need that. Children need this. Then you go on and say, your body belongs to you, and you decide who touches it. And this is the most important sentence. The parts of your body covered by your bathing suit are private. Never allow anyone to touch your private parts unless it's for medical reasons and a parent is present. If someone tries to touch your private parts, scream and run to a safe place. If someone touches your private parts and says, it's okay, they're wrong. You must tell anyway. If a person doesn't stop touching you, say, I'll tell if you don't stop, then tell anyway. If someone threatens you, don't be afraid, tell anyway. If you're asked to keep the touching a secret, tell anyway. Keep telling until someone responsible believes you. And here's the last sentence. Identify a safe, responsible adult you can trust to help you, someone who is not a member of your family. And the Bible says in Proverbs 1:10, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. And you use that scripture with that child because they need to see that it is biblical for them not to give in to someone just because they're older.
Boy, it's just chilling that you even have to have this conversation, but it's so important. And I assume those resources are available on your website?
Correct. Yeah, hopefortheheart.org. People could call our care center at 1-800-488 and the letters H-O-P-E.
And we want to encourage you to reach out to Hope for the Heart if this is an issue that you're dealing with on a personal nature. Or if you just want to be better equipped to help your child or the children you work with as you work forward. So, June, thank you for spending some time with us.
My honor to be with you. Thank you, John.
All right. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we feature stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. Our hope is that as you hear our stories, that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose. And you can give us an update by emailing us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. We'd love to get your comments or questions, and always we want to hear your Life with Purpose story. Again, our email address, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And our online community continues to grow. And if you're not already with us, just head over to Twitter or Facebook. You'll find us by using LWP Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. Once again, that's LWP Radio. And give us a shout out today if you can. And once again, we have a gift for you. It's the free hardback devotional book called Words of Life from Robert White. Get your copy just by going to our site, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Well, we have more stories for this week, so Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. Christy Sutherland is coming up, and she's singing your favorite hymns.
Thank you, Myrna. Also to come is David Platt, president of the IMB, or International Mission Board, with a message about a world in need. And we'll hear that on our missionary moment. Right now, Ron Lawson resides in our studio to bring us the story, Summer Student Missionaries.
Thanks, Rod. The millennial generation, young adults between the ages of 18 and 34, and many are in their college years right now. The world they are growing up in is like none other, and they have unique opportunities and challenges. Georgia Baptists provide ministers on over 50 college campuses across the state, men and women who are there to help this generation hear the gospel, help them grow as disciples, and show these young adults how to live their lives to be on mission. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, talks with a collegiate minister who helps students learn about and actively participate in missions. Let's listen.
I'm pleased to be on the phone today with one of our fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries, Jeff Ford, who serves as campus minister through our Baptist Collegiate Ministry at Valdosta State University. It's a great school in the deep south of the state of Georgia. Jeff, thank you so much for your service to college students, and thank you for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
It's my privilege. Thank you for having me.
Jeff, some of our listeners may not know much about campus ministry. Can you give us a brief snapshot of ministry on a university campus?
Sure. Almost anything you can think of ministry-related takes place on university campus through Baptist Collegiate Ministries. We do everything from college worship services to outreach events and evangelism on our campus, to discipleship and small group Bible studies, to mission trips and conferences and retreats, all designed to not only reach students but also to disciple students for them to mature in Christlikeness.
I know that leading students to be involved in missions is a major emphasis for all of our campus ministers, and we have ministries on more than 50 campuses across the state. I read the other day about some ways that you're raising funds for summer mission projects and for our summer missionaries. Please tell our listeners about that and what we strive to do through summer missions efforts.
Sure. We just completed our sixth annual Run for Missions, RUN, the number four. Missions, Run for Missions, and it's a four-mile race, road race, that we hold here in Valdosta in January, and it gives us a great opportunity to interact with the community, as well as raise some money for missions. This past year, we raised nearly $5,000 for summer missions, and one of the things I enjoy about our Run for Missions is the connection it does give us to the community. The local running community here does a Grand Prix type events all throughout the year. And if you run in a Grand Prix race, you get earn extra points. And then at the end, there's an award that's given. But because our race has become so popular in the community, they asked us to be a double Grand Prix points race, which means runners that run in our race receive twice as many points. And so it's a must run for the running community down here, and gives us great opportunity to interact with the community and to share Christ with them. And so it's an exciting time, as well as being able to raise money for missions.
That's excellent. Our student summer missionaries are making a big difference in places all across the nation and literally around the globe. I wonder if you could share a specific story of one of our summer missionaries and something of what they do and experience.
Sure. Those students that are going to do summer missions go through an interview process, first locally on the campus and then statewide, and through something we call a Discovery Weekend. And after they go through that process, they're then appointed to a place to serve either in the state of Georgia or around the United States or even internationally. One story that sticks out to me is a student that was appointed to serve here in the state of Georgia. She was appointed to serve at Camp Pinnacle, our GA camp, served there that summer. After that, she decided she wanted to go on and do semester missions in a program we call Hands-On. And so she served in semester missions in Africa. And then after graduation, felt God called her to missions, finished her degree in New Orleans, and last month arrived on the field as an IMB missionary in Africa, serving the Lord, all because of what God did to awaken a heart for missions in her life through summer missions.
That's absolutely incredible. And I frequently tell folks all across the country that our collegiate ministry is really an incubator for missionaries. It's where many of our missionaries are birthed, through collegiate ministry on local college and university campuses, and they're nurtured through events like student summer missions. And I want to thank you for contributing to these students, many of whom will serve as career missionaries out in the future. I just want to thank you for that leadership. And as you train the next generation of leaders for the church and for missions work across the world, how can we pray for you, Jeff?
What comes to mind first and foremost is BCMs from around the state of Georgia will be conducting spring break mission trips. Most of those will happen in the state of Georgia. Some will happen outside, but most in the state of Georgia. So one way you can pray is pray for us as we seek to reduce lostness in our state by ministering within our state and doing missions here. And then pray for us as we seek to be light on the campus. Some of these campuses can be fairly dark, and so help us to pray for us as we be light on campus and, again, reduce lostness even on our campus as we seek to win the lost and disciple those who know Christ.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We're going to continue to pray for you and for our other collegiate ministers across Georgia, as well as throughout the nation and the Southern Baptist family. You do incredible work. I've been talking with Jeff Ford, campus minister, through our Georgia Baptist Collegiate Ministry, serving on the campus of Valdosta State University. Jeff, I want to thank you again for your leadership, and thank you for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
For more information on Georgia Baptist Collegiate Ministries, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
You may know Christian singer Christy Sutherland, or maybe some of her family. Well, she'll talk about that with Myrna Brown and her new music, Hymns, Songs of Hope and Faith, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, Lord, my God, When I, in awesome wonder, consider all of the worlds thy hands have made. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Those hymns are from the new album by country Christian singer-songwriter Christy Sutherland. And Christy joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Myrna. How are you doing today?
Doing well. So glad to have you here on the show.
Well, I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
So this new project is called Hymns, Songs of Hope and Faith. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. I first, though, want to talk about your family. Your husband, as I understand it, left his career as a chef to support you in your ministry.
Yes, he did. He chefed full-time the first 2 years of our marriage. And then we went on the road full-time for 8 years. And actually, just recently, he has started chefing some during the week. And we still minister on the weekends. We are hoping to adopt a baby.
Well, his mother, your mother-in-law, is a country music legend, Barbara Mandrell. Yeah. You two have collaborated.
We actually co-produced an album I did a few years ago called Greater Still, and it was so much fun being in the studio with her.
This new project, Hymns, Songs of Hope and Faith, I love hymns. Why did you want to do a project with just hymns?
Like you just said, how much you love them. To me, sort of the soundtrack of their walk of faith. I mean, these are songs that we walk the aisle to, that you gave your heart to Jesus to, or rededicated your life to, or were baptized to. And it was really important to me to sing those songs. And I've had some young people at my concerts come up and say, you know, I love that Rock of Ages. Did you write that?
No.
I'm like, no, I'm not that old. But they don't know. And, you know, to be introducing those classics to a younger generation is really neat.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
You know, I pray with every album that when people put that album in, the presence of God will just saturate their car or their home or wherever that music is going out.
You know, hymns also minister to us in times of struggle and disappointment.
I was a country recording artist for 10 years, and within 3 days, I lost everything. On a Tuesday, I lost my publishing deal of 10 years, and that was how I made my living. Mm. And then 2 days later, I lost my record deal. RCA bought Sony, and they dropped me along with some other artists. You know, I lost my apartment because I couldn't afford it anymore. I had just broken up with a guy I thought I would marry. In seeing different artists in the store and different producers that just weeks before I was playing the Grand Ole Opry with.
Oh, boy.
And here I was selling them their lipstick. And it was
humbling.
Very humbling. And, you know, I know what it's like to have that kind of anxiety where you're having those stomach pains where there's no medical reason for it, but you cannot get up off the floor.
Right.
Your stomach hurts so bad. Mm. And one night, I ended up renting out a bedroom from a girlfriend at church. And actually, it was one morning at 4 a.m. God woke me up and he said, I want you to sing for me. Mm. And I was terrified. You know, I jokingly say I took the next logical step in going into ministry and I got a job at Dillard's and sold makeup. But, you know, I had to pay the girl I was renting from. But when I wasn't working at Dillard's, I was writing songs.
Yeah.
And do you know nearly every single song got recorded by major Christian artists? Sandy Patty, all genres. And it was just amazing. That's because God doesn't waste anything. You know, He used those years of me learning the craft, working for Universal, so that when he poured his anointing on me, I was ready. But God is just so good. And then he brought me my husband, Matt, walked into Dillard's.
Oh, my.
I asked the Lord to order my steps, and he is faithful, and that's what you can do, anyone listening can do. You know, we just have to ask him. But one of my very favorite hymns ever is It Is Well With My Soul.
Mm.
And that has really been something I've held on to now through this infertility struggle, as well as I'd rather have Jesus. I really struggled with that, Myrna, in the studio, because I remember crying, said, I have to be sure that I can say this because I want a baby so bad. And I think that's a choice we have to make every day, that yes, we choose Jesus, because without him, there is no peace. We have to make that choice. Even something wonderful like a baby, which is natural to want, and he gave me that desire, we have to be sure to put him before the gifts. And so that song was, wow, it took me a while to sing it without bawling through it.
We have been talking to Christy Sutherland. Her new project is Hymns, Songs of Hope and Faith. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Myrna.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
On today's Missionary Moment, we hear from David Platt of the International Mission Board about a world in need here on Life with Purpose Radio.
When you look at what's going on in the world right now, and you see needs in the nations as opportunities for God's grace and God's glory made known among the nations. You think about a place like Iraq right now and Syria, and you see what's happening as refugees are fleeing. These are huge needs. At the same time, they're opportunities for God's grace to be shown to peoples in these parts of the world where there are massive needs, humanitarian needs, and I'm so thankful for what Baptist Global Response, BGR, does to come alongside and address those needs, all the while knowing that people's greatest need is for the gospel. And so to see how that couples together with the overall picture of how we can most effectively make God's love known and the gospel known and see people coming to faith in Christ. But as we do that, amidst crises like these that people are facing in the world, we've got opportunities as the church to step up on behalf of those who are in need, to help in strategic ways through avenues like Baptist Global Response, and then in the process know that we're fueling a much bigger picture of meeting people's greatest need in parts of the world like that for the gospel.
For more information about international missionaries and the International Mission Board, go to imb.org. Again, that's imb.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, Michael's ultimate mission, hope for the heart, student summer missions, Chrissy Sutherland, and international missionaries. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and head over to lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist Day Conventions and agencies including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.